Today on Gardening in a Minute, Wild Taro. The wild taro is an invasive exotic plant often found near shorelines or in water bodies. Wild taro leaves are shaped like arrowheads and can grow up to 2 feet long on 4 foot tall stems. This plant, originally from South Asia, closely resembles other plants in Florida like native arums and duck potato. But unlike these other species, wild taro is considered an aggressive weed. It forms dense stands along river and lake shores, displacing native shoreline vegetation and disrupting the habitat of Florida animals. Don't purchase wild taro from a nursery. If it's already in your landscape, remove it before it has a chance to spread any further. If you're not sure whether a plant is wild taro, take a sample to your county extension office for identification. For more information about wild taro and many other gardening topics, visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, creative recycling in the landscape. If you have a whimsical or crafty side, you may consider recycling household objects into functional landscape components. For example, an old box spring can easily be turned into a quaint trellis for vining plants. Dress up a coat rack with ivy or a hanging birdhouse. Serve up tired flatware as a new tinkling wind chime by a window or on a porch. Old tires can be painted with a decorative pattern or a solid color and made into fun planters filled with bright flowers. A little paint and a few snips of the scissors can transform mini blinds left over from a home makeover into handy plant labels. The sky's the limit when it comes to recycling in the landscape, so let your imagination go. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, protect the waterfront. Florida is filled with lakes, ponds, streams, and rivers. Many homeowners have property near water and enjoy the beautiful scenery and fun water-based activities. Because chemicals you use in your landscape can wash into the water, waterfront property needs special care. To protect water bodies, maintain a 10-foot-wide buffer zone of native plants along the water's edge. Don't mow, fertilize, or use pesticides in this area. These plants will act as a natural filter for potential pollutants that leave your landscape. This zone can increase the value of your property. It adds to the natural beauty of the land, reduces erosion, reduces noise from boats and other watercraft, and gives you privacy. It also can provide important habitat for wildlife like birds and help improve water quality. For more information about Florida-friendly yards, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, dividing bulbs. Certain plants have underground storage organs called bulbs. These have adapted for nutrient and water storage during dormancy or extended periods of stress due to cold, heat, or drought. Amaryllis, crinums, and bloodlilies are examples of Florida-friendly plants with true bulbs. The bulbs of these plants can be divided in several different ways to produce new plants. One simple way to divide many bulbs is to separate the bulblets from the primary bulb, pot or plant them with the pointy end up. Store bulblets in a cool, dry place for up to a week before planting. Bulbs like amaryllis can be easily propagated by cutting them into wedges. Apply a fungicide dust and plant each section from which new plants will grow. For more information about dividing bulbs and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, invasive sword ferns. The tuberous sword fern and the Asian sword fern are invasive exotics found throughout Florida. These plants can quickly take over native habitat, outcompeting other plants and creating a monoculture where very little else can thrive. The ferns can be found in wooded areas, wetlands, and in shady backyards. They're also sold in some nurseries. The harmful sword ferns look almost identical to two native Florida sword ferns, which can cause confusion for gardeners. For positive identification, take a sample to your county extension office. If you've planted or discovered invasive sword ferns in your landscape, you can hand pull them, though any leftover pieces may sprout new plants. You can also use certain herbicides to help control them. Apply them carefully, as they can damage any plant they come into contact with. For more information about the sword fern and many other gardening topics, visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.